which is opposite page 228.
Someone, something, he wants to eat something or he wants to smell something. When he makes the bracha, he should hold it in his right hand. He should hold it in his right hand when he wants to, when he makes the bracha. That's it then. You hold it in your right hand, you make a bracha, you make a bracha, you make a hold it, piece of a cup, you make a shakal, hold it in your right hand.
What happens if he's a lefty?
Oh. Good Zion, Zach the Mishnah Brura, Shukran Yudzayin, circle outside, Tama Achiza, reason why you're holding it, Kadei Sheikhav Liba Mashimavara. He should be Mechav, Hoshalat Kavana, Wuhud Rakh Lechatrila, Tun Lechatrila, the Yavid and Birchal of Kishu Munach Pafana, Afimoy Oxley Club, Yotza, Ukid Lukam.
If it's as long as it's in front of him, it's also, he's also Yotza.
So it's not ma'akev, this din of holding it. It's only the chatila, in order to make sure you have to cap on. Yiminoi, hatam, yishim chashivas. The reason is chashivas. Oh, here he has brackets. Ube'ita yad, azlina basar, yimin, usmol yidei. But basdam, a lefty, then he holds it in his left hand. Lefty holds it in his left
hand. Because it's a strong hand?
Yeah. Goes both to his right hand. Same thing. Any bracha that he makes a bracha on any regular mitzvah, because of mitzvahs.
So
he should put it in his right hand when he's making the bracha.
So why does
a
lefty say
Krishna with the
right hand?
He does? He shouldn't hold the knife in his right hand, stab the fruit and hold the fruit like that. You shouldn't do it like that. He brings the Shulchan Aruch Rav. The pshat is because that's a stira. You're not holding your right. It's a kash on holding it on your right, because holding it on your right is yamin is chesed, which is chayim, and sakin is killing. So it's a stira. It's a stira to your yamin if you're holding it with a knife. So he says,
he's holding the pri on the knife.
Right. So he's saying that it's felt in the yamin. It's felt in the yamin. It's a din in the yamin. He doesn't have a good yamin. Because it's
so
there's a knife.
So
in
when someone cuts, let's say challah, he's saying you should really cut it with your left hand. Because if you're cutting it with your right hand.
That's after the bracha. He says something very interesting. He said, what about a fork?
What about a toothpick?
His macaroni, right? Macaroni and cheese. He takes his fork, spears his macaroni and cheese, he picks up his right hand. Is that a problem?
Why? That's not a knife.
Why not?
Well, what about these toothpicks?
Why not? Because it's fork.
What about these
utensil used for eating? It's not used for...
toothpicks that are shaped
like
swords.
He brings over here from the Benish Chai that the fork is a problem.
That's a problem? Really?
And he says the, from the Kaf HaChaim.
That's a riot to Chassidim. The Chassidim don't use forks.
This is where my kids get it from.
It's much better that way, huh? Anyway,
it's not reverse. I know it's not. In those days, in the days of the Kaf HaChaim, they didn't have.
I understand. It could be they had four spoons.
They didn't have utensils.
There's different amounts of I don't know. That's pasha though. By the way, if you have plastic, well, that's for sure fine. Right? The whole problem is the metal. Anyway, but
it's only about because of the metal. They didn't have plastic in those days either.
Right. No, but that's the whole problem. Is you a barzel? The problem is the barzel that it cuts a person's life short. the bar. It's a sock and shall bar them, but it's
so he didn't matter. Yeah.
Right, exactly. In any case, that's Kabbalah. You can ask your local Kabbalist, whatever Rex it's from. What you want to call him? Okay. Any case, so someone hands you a sefer, you should receive the sefer in your right hand also.
When you pass it to someone, you should pass with your right hand.
So it's funny. It's funny that he doesn't say that.
You should use your left. Shouldn't be too strong handing it away.
By the way, he brings from Chaim Kanievsky that a lefty, he'll accept the safe with his left hand. In any case, fine. Right. Hey. Person should make a bracha on the food or drink until it's brought in front of him. If first he made a bracha before it was brought in front of him, he has to make another bracha. Doesn't work. We're going to see this is not so pashat at all. But this is the Mechaber. We're going to see which instance he's talking about. But someone who made a bracha on the fruit in front of him, and then they brought him more. He finished off, he polished off his date, and then they brought him more. Or he brings a different type of fruit. He doesn't have to make another bracha. He already made a bracha, this bracha, and the later fruit, even though it wasn't there in front of him, but it's a continuation of the first one. So if he made a bracha when it's not in front of him, then the bracha's not good. But if he made a bracha and stuff is in front of him, he's able to continue and stuff is not in front of him. He should mechaven specifically, and the bracha should also go on the things that are going to be brought in front of him.
And what's the person has to have tasks?
Says mashma in the Ramah. And the Machab is talking about where he doesn't have that.
Right.
And nevertheless, it's still fine.
Yeah.
It's nevertheless, still fine. Right? Nevertheless, it's still fine. So that's good.
So all the eaters are covered. I don't say this because it's not. He said no. All the eaters are covered. But you mean first the eats, no matter what comes out of it? Bring the cherries, then all of a sudden, so I bring out peach, and everything else is all covered.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Right. We're gonna see. The not everything. That's not so punch.
The chocolate candies.
That we're gonna see. That's different. Let's see.
Have a Paris dish.
Let's see.
The guy brings out a little bit, and then they bring out more.
No, you need to bring a pizza. Big pizza. Then there's something more.
I just wanna read very quickly the Vayte in Siv Vav. On Kuf Tezayin, on page Kuf Tezayin. I just want to read this real quickly because it's Negev for us. Tomorrow, we have. It says over here in the Mechaber, on page Kuf Tezayin, the end of Sivav, it says, Avalo Oimir al Amas Hamayim, Mevarech Lashayse. Someone is standing by a stream, he wants to drink from the stream. So he's able to make a bracha. Avo Pishamayim Shashayse, lo Hayilafanov Shabarech. The water that was in front of him when he made the bracha was already, it's already downstream. The stuff that's in front of him now is new stuff. That's what he was mechab. So this is interesting because this is Grand Verne gave for us on a water fountain. You put on the water on a water fountain, so the water that you make the bracha on is already gone. You have new water. So I can it, but even though, so this is a little bit different than the Mechaber. It's din one. Isn't that Shavka good? I go on. So what was I saying? Over here, the Mechaber is saying, if it's brought in front of you, if you first make a bracha, and then it was brought to you, it's not a good bracha. And later on, the Mechaber says, even though it wasn't in front of you, it's still a good bracha. So what's the difference? We're going to have to explain it to show what the difference is.
Because it's different, because you still see the water coming.
You see the water coming. Okay, good.
So therefore, you could say that it's Daitoy Olav. Where when a person doesn't see it...
Okay, let's see.
It's pretty close. A bottle of soda, you don't start pouring it.
Zogta Mishnah Berurah. Tzorech levarech pal macheres.
Let's say you see a payment, you have a payment test. It brings more from the kitchen. Because I didn't see it in the kitchen, but I
knew it was coming.
You see war. What happens if I have a Hamas Amayim and it interrupts the middle? It's like a dam. Right, so I have to say, oh, well, it didn't come because I had the one in mind, but now it stops.
Yeah, we're going to see. Right, very good. Tzorech levarech pal macheres. Afilu kiven da'itay alayim b'shas bracha gam kein loy mahani. So even though he was mechaven b'shas bracha, it doesn't help. Kiven she'oz lo hayu lefanav lo hayu bracha al malach. There was nothing in front of him when he made the bracha. So even though he knew the thing's going to come in later, but lemaisa, since it's not there now, therefore the bracha didn't have what to be chalat, and he has to make another bracha. This is different than the water, the stream of water. Since it was for sure coming, it was on its way. It was coming. So therefore, Elu was in front of him. Over here, it depends if it's brought or not. The waiter from the rabbi of Lublin.
The song.
He didn't make the bracha.
He already made the bracha.
Hey, it's totally. You need someone to bring the food for you. He might not. He might opt out. So it's totally b'dasachir. V'imhaya hadavar sheberich alav. V'imhaya hadavar sheberich alav. Munach b'tevas. B'teva beis habracha. He has a pushka, right? He has the box with the food in it. And it's just not in front of him. It's in the box. And then after the bracha, he takes it out of the box. Then he takes it out of the box. That's not a problem. Because kiven shu much in the front of it, and totally b'das achir, it's in the box. He knows it's in the box. He's going to get it. That's not a problem. Even though it's not mamish in front of him. So this is it doesn't mamish to be in front of him. It comes out. The prima godman said, do I didn't kokai gavna shu vada shuva. It's like, he going shu b'cheder samach. It's in the next room. He knows it's in the next room. Gamkin, insert lachs on the varach. Doesn't make another bracha. He doesn't have to make another bracha. It's not considered a bracha. You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't make a bracha when you know it's in the next room. Why? He's not holding it. Fine. So he made a bracha almost in front of him, and then they brought him more. Even though he already finished the first fruit that he was eating before, is able to, the bracha continues. It's mashah in Ramah that the mechav is talking about where he did not have das on the later stuff being brought. He made a bracha on these fruit. Someone who's eating from fruit that's being brought in front of him, so then he. That includes anything that will be brought. Minastam, that's Mistam, what he means. He didn't, wasn't thinking at all. What do you mean he didn't?
And then they brought more fruits. They didn't have in mind when they made the brach on the.
It's stam. The stam does. Yeah, it's going to be covered.
I mean, it's exactly. You should have in mind ahead of time.
I'm not saying it's better to have in mind. Right. It's better to have in mind. But let's say he did it. Right. It's still fine.
We've been learning for years now, right? Throughout the years, since we started a few years ago in this cycle, right?
Yeah.
So many times over and over that we should have clarity on what we're going to say, so we don't have to. What did he mean? What did I mean? What did you mean? Right? We've been learning this many masechtas. It's come up so many times.
Yeah.
The same thing applies to brachas. You know, you're going to sit down to a meal, and whether you're in your house or your someone else's house. Have it in mind ahead of time. It's really not that difficult to do this.
Right. We have to train ourselves. See, it's interesting. He says over here, the what's up shot that it's stammed us, because that's normal that a person starts with a little bit and then they bring in more. That's normal. Right. So I just want to point out, like, let's say you're talking about, you have, let's say, before Pesach, right? You have tons of chametz in different places, right? And you start off the, and then your wife says, "Oh, 1 minute, you know, I just remembered, we just have some more chametz. Let's see, keep more chametz over here, right?" So then, I don't know if that'll, that's not included, that might not be included, maybe it is, fakir, because before Pesach, I was doing it. But Agavanim, it's not included in the Stam Das, because the reason why he's saying in the Stam Das is because, that's the derech of the Suda, is you bring more, you bring a little bit, and you bring more. But if this is just Stam, happens to be happenstance, if someone chopped, oh, let's eat that, then he's not talking about that. He's not talking about that.
So what you're trying to say is, why by the Seder do you have to have in mind also the Mar? Making a Hadama, you make a Hadama, and all the...
Huh?
Wherever Adama is going to happen. Right?
Saying, all I know is going
to
happen.
So why do we have to announce by the Seder? Uh-huh. Everyone should have in mind, so also saying, the Mar.
Saying, even if you don't have it in mind. Oh, as L'Chatchila, what?
Because
L'Chatchila is better. It's better to, right?
Well, just to keep the kids interested. Why are you doing that now? We already did it. Stop that.
Good. Yeah, and that's clock, because you for sure know it's coming. Over there, you still know it's coming, right? Can't miss that.
You did it only like 30 times already every year, you know.
You announced the beginning of the Suda, right? Carapaz.
Saying you did it last year. You did it 2 years ago.
Yeah. Elim Kane, how you died to behead the Shloilecho? If his das was specifically these, not anything else. Let's say, this is interesting. I don't know if the ayam chaps is so shy. A person's eating, and he just says, you know what, he's done. He's done, he's not eating anymore. So then, his bracha stops. And then he says to it again. Then he has to make another brach. It's very interesting.
It's
interesting. This is, by the way, this is the makar of the din, that person who finishes his suda and he starts to have my machreina, he washes my machreina, now he can't eat more unless he makes another brach. Right?
What about
non-marathon?
Let's see, get that point.
Oh, so right.
So it's your
mouth. Right, no, so that's not included. It's not a problem. It's not considered Hesachadas, yeah. What's over here considered Hesachadas?
What are you talking
about? By Suda, it's not considered Hesachadas, it's just a Shiramaz.
My Makran?
Until, if Shiramaz is not considered Hesachadas. Only my Makran.
That's right, when you finish things, I had enough of this. Then you walk by the kitchen, and you see impact with your budget, and you see more chicken and things. You're taking it. No problem.
So I'm not sure.
See energy bar.
So I'm not sure. I'm not sure because
take one.
Take two. So lech to the bar. So I'm not sure. So this is. It could be that this is different. Like there, it could be it's a pseudo. It's more of a kvias. This is not. It doesn't have the same status if it, unless you washed. So maybe,
my mechon is definitely.
I don't know. Sounds like over here it's totally in, and you weren't thinking about it anymore. My mechon is for sure. The Gemara says is hesed
class.
Even
if you say let's bench.
Even if you say let's bench, those two things, let's bench, and havon varch and my mechon. He brings over here interesting shayla. If let's say a guy forgot to say to eat afikayman. It was a tough one, right? And he forgot to eat the afikomen, right? And so he washed my machine, and then he chav.
When he made it tonight,
he did the avimezus tonight. No. The four chazais, yeah?
Oh, no, I never had that.
If he doesn't eat it, he doesn't have to give the kids a present. Because he doesn't need it anymore. He doesn't need anymore. He only gives
presents because he needs it. The kids, he chavs after he washes them.
You always finish before chazais?
No.
Oh, you never?
Okay.
Never.
So then he chavs after washing my machronim, he didn't eat the afikayim. Now he's going to have to make a brach rishayna on the afikayim. Because he's mesiach das from Suda. So you say interesting svar over here.
Said it last night?
Bring an interesting svar.
Does he have to drink another 4 cups?
No, does he have to wash?
Yeah, that too. I mean, now he's going to go back to his side and do a whole Seder over. That happened to us once. We actually benched. And someone said, why don't you have him come?
Yeah, because you're in a rush to bench.
You washed?
You washed again.
And benched again.
Yeah, right. Kids are like this. So he says over here. He says over here interesting thing. He says over here that since the achilas afikayim is a mitzvah, so meila your hesach hadas doesn't count. Your hesach because you really still had to. You really.
The chiyuv really, was there. The chiyuv was there.
Yeah, you're still before the afikayim, so you still have to eat it. So meila is not hesach hadas.
It's a tolling gavro.
Very interesting story.
Who said that?
I think he's bringing from. I don't know who he's bringing from over here.
Where?
I don't know who he's bringing. Because of the Kamon, Simitov Ein Zion. Sounds like he's talking
about
the Mishnah. Shav Shayrim. 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 Shav Shayrim.
Shav Shayrim. Shav Shayrim.
Yeah, that's something else.
That's something else.
That's something else. Sounds like he's quoting Mishnah Berurah.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, fine. Bye. Then. Mimin Acher, Lavachi Mimin Peris. Oh, as long as it's still fruit. So as long as he made a bracha on fruit, and now the other guys bring more fruit, we're up to Chav Aleph. Mimin Acher, Lavachi Mimin Peris. The Imbirich Al Dogim, if you look Sheikha. Oh, he made a shackle on fish. And that's what he was eating. And then later on, they brought him beer. So was that included? They don't say it's included. Aim divrei achila, but Michael Mashke is ice is Michael and Mashke.
No, it's a canoe achsudo.
When you make a bracha, you should have in mind
canoe achsudo.
So he brings from Rabbi Yashu over here. Now, what's considered a different min? If there's two, if they're doing two different things, min kinuach and min mazay.
Oh,
one's for eating, one's for kinuach. So what was the ices and what?
Candy is min kinoa.
They're both kinoa. Kinoa.
You have a candy platter you bring out sometimes.
So I heard another psak from Rabbi Yasha. Interesting psak. He said about ice cream, I think it was. If you have to make another brach on it, if it's considered mashke or not.
Okay.
It depends how you eat it. If you chew your ice cream, then it's considered food. Then you have to make a brach.
If you lick it.
If you suck it.
Right.
Then it's mashke. Then it's mashke. Then you make a mashke. Then it's
ice cream.
Then
you can't chew ice cream.
Of course, I chew ice cream.
I love that song. It's good song. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I don't
know.
In any case, buy it.
All the time.
Shaber Chasai. Shaber Chasai. Kibbutz Arishin. In Zag Lavar.
At the end of this, what is the next one? Hocha Shabbos. I'm sure I have to have a brocha.
Come on, Chayim Chalkim within Zeh. Asvielu. The Davka Ba'Isa Yamin Mamish. So many Chayim argue. Okay, again. So again, the Mechaber said that if he brings in another min, the same min, or min achet, because he brings a reason like a different min that's similar to the same first one, it's the same bracha, in Tzarech Levar, you don't have to make another bracha. Kama Achareim Chalkim Medin Zeh, some Achareim argue on this, Osfir Lehu, V'davcha Ba'isa Hemin Mamish, who depended on Bechaz B'Stama, Afla Isa Peri Sheviu Loi Achek. Aval Lemin Acher Loi Manik Bechaz B'Stama of Tzarech Levar. So, it's only the same min. But a different min not. But if he's still in the first min, when he brings the second, he shouldn't make a second bracha. Because Avshaberch b'stamal alperis shahayu lefano avilu min acher achashe kila min arisha insoch lachso davarch kim dekava atzer lachila in misiyachta etmize. So basically, this shahal you bring up before, it starts with date and it goes to plums. So that's machleges. According to other Kharinim, then you would make a new bracha, but if you're still eating the first one, then not.
What are you supposed to do?
I
don't know. Is there a lechatchila?
One day maybe yes, one day not. Like, switch up.
That's your logo. That's your logo. That's beyond my pay grade. These are.
You saying you want a raise?
The issue of Faiskin Shasaivrim, the Bistamala Mihani. Oh. So the Ramah says the Chatchila is better, a person should think specifically, he's going to include in the Bracha everything. Because there are those Paiskin who say that in the Stamas doesn't work. The Bechol Gavni, El M. Kane, Hayulafan of Jas Bracha. Av Blavachi Bina Shihe Daitai, Al Koma Shiviu Lay Achigan. But if not, but if it's not, some paiskim. So he's saying, since some paiskim hold that anything that's not in front of you right now is not included in the bracha, therefore lechatchila it's better to mechaven specifically on the things that are not in front of you, and that way your bracha pats the other things lekuliyam.